Now, admittedly, just understanding the two circles does not tell you how to work inside the circle of influence. We're going to get into that, but just the awareness. You see, anytime you think that the problem is out there, that very thought is the problem. Why? Where's your mind? It's reactive. Anytime you think the problem is out there in the outer circle, that thought is the problem. I have just empowered what's out there to control me. And I'm in a self-fulfilling prophecy. Sure enough, you'll find that the evidence will support your conviction. Now, it takes a lot of patience, but if you work on the inner circle and you're smart, you work on the outside edge of it, it'll get larger and larger. You may not get what you want right now, but if you keep making deposits in the emotional bank account, I'll tell you what's in the inner circle. It's the bees, something you can be. Be something, see? Be more patient. Be wise. Be smart. It's not the haves. The haves on the outside. If only I had someone. Some of you may even be sitting here wishing that your spouse were here. He's the one that needs this. She's the one that needs this. Or your boss. Oh, that's who. If I only had my boss here, see? Well, I think we all need it. But we missed the very point. If our mind and our emotions focus on something outside our circle of influence, we're part of the problem, not part of the solution. Because we have to wait for that out there to change before we will, see? Honey, if you would only be more cooperative, then we could do the kinds of things we want to do, and we would have peace in this home. Okay? I want to have somebody the way I want them to be. Then I could be happy. This other approach is you change from the inside out. You be differently. The greatest test of our proactivity, capacity, and muscles lies in the areas of life that we have a lot of emotions invested in. See, because reactive people are driven by their feeling, their emotion. Particularly in the family. And all of us belong to families, whether it's our own nuclear family, or our brothers and sisters, or our relationship with our parents, or aunts and uncles, or cousins. That's where you will find, usually, the highest tests of our proactivity. Because we are far more vulnerable. Sometimes we care so much. We have empowered weaknesses outside ourselves so much. And some families don't even talk to each other. There's a real split. And it takes a real proactive catalyst to bring about a healing in that family. Or it may be in a business situation where it looks like your whole future career lies in a relationship with a particular person, or in being in alignment with certain fundamental political trends inside that organization. And you feel like you're not on the fast track, and you feel dead-ended. That truly tests our proactivity the most. And it's the ordinary events of every day that we develop the capacity to handle the extraordinary pressures that we find in those situations. It's not a Dachau experience that Frankl had. It's how you handle a spoiled kid or a non-cooperative fellow worker. How do you handle a traffic jam when there's some slowpoke right in front of you? That's where proactivity muscles are developed and exercised. Little by little, imperceptibly, they gradually develop power, internal capacity, to handle the more major events of life. In fact, I suggest, if you want to test this proactivity idea and develop your muscles, your proactivity muscles, for 30 days, try this. Work on the circle of influence. For 30 days. Work on things you have control over. Work on you, on be. If you want to influence other people, work on your methods of influencing other people. Be more empathic, more understanding, or more confrontive. Whatever makes you effective, work on the circle of influence. Be a light. Be a producer. See? Be a model, not a critic. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You're not naive to think that that's going to shape up the world. But neither are you ignorant of the power of your personal influence, little by little developed over time, making deposits, trying to be more and more effective. It takes patience. You can't keep pulling up the flowers to see how the roots are coming. A lot of patience. How many here have a tendency toward impatience? Don't argue for that weakness or it'll be yours. Don't buy into that paradigm toward yourself. Live out of your imagination, not out of your memory. This is not easy. I know I flop around in this area all the time. A while back, I was writing in my office on the subject of patience. And I could hear my boys running outside and my patience going down. Patience, inner control. Those kids up there. Patience, an embodiment of the great values of faith, hope, and charity in this way. Oh. Stood up, walked out. David, now you go into your room and you stand there till you can behave yourself. Do you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to write. I just have to concentrate. What are you guys doing anyway? You know what they're doing? They're playing tackle football in a 3-foot-wide hallway. Just banging noises up and down the door. David, you know, his tail between his legs just went into his bedroom. Went down to see the other ones, and there was one of them laying on the ground with this bleeding from the mouth. He got an elbow in good faith. And David was down trying to get a towel out of the bathroom to help his brother, and Maria was taking a shower, wouldn't open up. Completely misinterpreted and overreacted, see? So I went in to apologize to David. Just as they opened the door, the first thing he said was, "I won't forgive you." I said, "Oh, honey, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize you're trying to help your brother. Why won't you forgive me?" He said, "Because you did it last week." In other words, Dad, you're overdrawn. I've had enough with these apologies. I don't believe it anymore. Test us all. But what a worthy, what a fun, what an adventuresome test. Try it for 30 days. Some people can hardly make it through a night. Just try it. Your people will be amazed. What's happened, you know? They'll think for a while you're manipulating. What you're real trying to do, you know, what's going on here? Kill me with kindness, that's your method now? Persist, see, just persist. But be smart. It's not just being kind, it's not being soft, it's being smart. Maybe confrontive, maybe strong and courageous. Maybe to anticipate, maybe patience, maybe smile, maybe Gandhi. That's the essence of proactivity.